April 10, a contradictory report. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel. Numbers 13:32. The Lord commanded Moses to send men to search the land of Canaan, which he would give unto the children of Israel. After they had spoken of the fertility of the land, all but two spoke very discouragingly of their ability to possess it. As the people listened to this report, they gave vent to their disappointment in bitter reproaches and wailing. They did not wait to reflect and reason that God, who had brought them out thus far, would certainly give them the land. Caleb urged his way to the front, and his clear, ringing voice was heard above all the clamor of the multitude. He opposed the cowardly views of his fellow spies, which had weakened the faith and courage of all Israel. He commanded the attention of the people, and they hushed their complaints for a moment to listen to him. But as he spoke, the unfaithful spies interrupted him, crying, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." These men, starting upon a wrong course, set their hearts against God, against Moses and Aaron, and against Caleb and Joshua. Every step they advanced in this wrong direction made them firmer in their design to discourage every attempt to possess the land of Canaan. They distorted the truth in order to carry their baneful purpose. They represented the climate as being unhealthful and all the people of giant stature. This was not only an evil report, but a lying one also. It was contradictory, for if the land was unhealthy and had eaten up the inhabitants, how was it that they had attained to such massive proportions? When men in responsible positions yield their hearts to unbelief, there are no bounds to the advance they will make in evil. If only the two men had brought the evil report and all the ten had encouraged them to possess the land in the name of the Lord, they would still have taken the advice of the two in preference to the ten because of their wicked unbelief.